National traits might be great for movies, they might help a lot with war, but they are platonic notions that carry no empirical validity. Yet, for example, both the English and the non-English erroneously believe in an English national temperament. Empirically, sex, social class, and profession seem to be better predictors of someone's behavior than nationality. A male from Sweden resembles a male from Togo more than a female from Sweden. A philosopher from Peru resembles a philosopher from Scotland more than a janitor from Peru, and so on. The problem of overcausation does not lie with the journalist, but with the public. Nobody would pay $1 to buy a series of abstract statistics reminiscent of a boring college lecture. We want to be told stories, and there is nothing wrong with that. Except that we should check more thoroughly whether the story provides consequential distortions of reality. Could it be that fiction reveals truth, while nonfiction is a harbor for the liar? Could it be that fables and stories are closer to the truth than is the thoroughly fact-checked ABC News? Just consider that the newspapers try to get impeccable facts, but weave them into a narrative in such a way as to convey the impression of causality and knowledge. There are fact-checkers, not intellect-checkers, alas. But there is no reason to single out journalists. Academics in narrative disciplines do the same thing, but dress it up in a formal language. We will catch up to them later when we discuss prediction. Besides narrative and causality, journalists and public intellectuals of the soundbite variety do not make the world simpler. Instead, they almost invariably make it look far more complicated than it is. The next time you are asked to discuss world events, plead ignorance and give the arguments I offered in this chapter, casting doubt on the visibility of the immediate cause. You will be told that you overanalyze or that you are too complicated. All you will be saying is that you don't know.